to Libya now. Libya as a nation may be moving on beyond Muammar Gaddafi, but fighting continues as those loyal to ousted leader Gaddafi try to hold on to the towns of Bani Walid and Sirte. Peter Biles, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, has this report from Bani Walid.
We've just pulled up at a filling station on the main road leading to Bani Walid. It's the only building around here. It's a very flat landscape in the middle of the desert. Very hot, very arid. There are quite a few technicals parked up here, pickup trucks with machine guns on the back. But there's no sense of any urgency this morning. The fighters are milling around, waiting for reinforcements to come. Idris is part of a team of volunteers who've come down from Tripoli. Your car's been shot up. What happened when you went into Bani Walid, or tried to go into Bani Walid yesterday?
We are afraid about someone to give him our position, because this is not our first car. We got information about many cars that sent our position. Somebody to give him our position.
Who do you mean?
Some people inside with us, actually. Maybe he's from Bani Walid. All of them, I think, from Bani Walid.
So is there a problem here with people not knowing who to trust?
Really, this is true. We don't trust everyone. But also, actually, we need somebody from there to show us the road or the place, you know. Nobody give us the really map for that city.
Some way back from the front lines, there's a busy village with a mosque and a medical center. And this morning, a line of men are working their way forward, trying to pick up the piles of litter on the slopes here. It's also where the fighters regroup. And while there's trust among friends, beyond that there's a legacy of suspicion from the Gaddafi years that's often led to disorganization on the battlefield around Bani Walid. Abdul Hadim is an oil engineer from inside the town who's come to support the transitional authorities.
I think historically in Bani Walid, this is not the right way to conquer Bani Walid. We have to come from the south to avoid climbing the mountain toward the city center. There's a lot of snipers spread around the mountain.
Do you think there's an adequate command structure here?
They have the ability, but there's no proper plan.
Just in the last 10 minutes or so, there's been a sudden flurry of activity on the main road to Bani Walid. It had been entirely quiet, and then suddenly we saw a convoy of vehicles heading back from the town. It seemed that the anti-Gaddafi forces had come under attack. Now it's all action stations. The fighters have mobilized and have gone tearing back towards Bani Walid with their vehicles in what would appear to be a counter-attack. Positions were reinforced and the brief panic soon subsided. Bizarrely, the arrival of a Tripoli lawyer with a box of cakes was the next thing to break the monotony.
My name is Alazumi Abdul Hadi. Yeah.
And what are you doing here at this checkpoint?
Well, I'm bringing food for the Mujahideen, yes, for the rebels.
What are you bringing them?
Well, we'll bring a cake, we bring food, tuna, water, everything. This is the minimum I can do. People, they are sacrificing with their blood, so I'm sacrificing with a little bit food. It's my duty. It's for my country.
The message to the Gaddafi loyalists in Bani Walid has been loud and clear. They should give up. But this insignificant town in the Libyan desert is one of the places that still stands in the way of the new Libya.
Peter Biles, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, filing from Bani Walid, where the fighting continues.